This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. It's official. The last U.S. soldier has left Iraq, and after nearly 9 years, the Iraq War, as we know it, is over. NPR's Kelly McEvers was there with the final unit as it rolled from Iraq into Kuwait. She sent this report.
The end of days, as soldiers were calling it, started at Contingency Operating Base Adar in southern Iraq. The base was the main staging ground for all U.S. troops exiting the country, and it was the last U.S. base to close. There were a lot of lasts at Cobb Adar, the last signing ceremony, formally handing the last base over to the Iraqi government, the last briefing, the last patrol, the last hot meal.
Apple strudel or M&M's?
As he got his dinner, Private Jonathan Rosero said he'd only done one tour in Iraq. He was barely out of adolescence when the war started. He says it simply hasn't set in that a war that spanned nearly half his life is ending. Rosero saw an unusual amount of violence this summer as Iranian-backed militias pounded bases in southern Iraq. Rosero said when he drives out of the country, he'll mainly be thinking of the way his friend, Specialist Daniel Elliott, was killed.
That was the morning, July 15th. We were just starting on a patrol, and one of the routes we had to go through was trash everywhere. The next thing I know, boom. All you see is smoke, truck was on fire. Because it hit first truck and not the second truck.
General Lloyd Austin, who commanded all U.S. troops in Iraq, said he was also worried about roadside attacks as the troops pulled out. He flew down to Cobb Adar for the last casing of the colors. That's when the Army's division flag is put into its case and sent back home to the U.S. Austin said this war is not like other wars that have ended with the signing of treaties or an exit from friendly territory. One American base not far from Cobb Adar recently saw 47 rocket attacks in a single day. Austin said pulling tens of thousands of troops out in this kind of environment is a logistical marvel.
You're reposturing while people are trying to cause you harm. That means that every element that moves has to be protected. It is the most difficult undertaking in our lifetime. So in our military career.
General Austin later went to a small terminal where soldiers were waiting to fly out.
Do when we go back though is we gotta heal ourselves, we got to work on getting healthy physically and mentally, and then we got to get better. We've been fighting the same guys for near 10 years, if you think about it, when Afghanistan started. Now they fight like we do, and they look a lot like us. So the next time we take the field, we got to be a lot better.
As most soldiers prepared to depart by air, the last soldiers on the last shift in a guard tower pulled their last hour of duty. It was a pretty quiet night.
Little fires out there were the...
Little fires, a couple little coyote dogs, camels, the usual.
The fires lit small encampments of Iraqi soldiers waiting their turn to take over the base and to see what kind of equipment was left behind. Then the order was given for all guards to come off the towers and drive their trucks to the final staging lanes. About 8 hours later, our part of the convoy crossed the border.
Hello, Kuwait.
3:45.
The convoy made it with no attacks, no major incidents. Most soldiers will make it home for the holidays. But many questions remain about the life they'll have back at home and the country they're leaving behind.
And here is the last actual vehicle. These are the last soldiers to exit Iraq. They are stopped at the border. They have closed the gates of the border. American officials are shaking hands with the Kuwaiti officials. And that is it.
Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Camp Virginia, Kuwait.